With more than 40,000 students, Superintendent Malcolm Thomas oversees the largest district in the Western Panhandle. And he adds there's always a special enthusiasm at this time of year, just before the first class bell rings.
Anytime you turn over a new leaf, you start a new calendar year, you start a new school year, always excitement in the air. Our teachers have been in their classrooms the last few days, and they're working away, trying to prepare for our students' return on August the 10th.
After beginning work with Florida's new educational standards in 2016-17, Thomas says judging from some of the test results last year, teachers appear to be fairly comfortable with them heading into the new term. That will continue to be pushed along with some new hands-on technology.
We will start the school year where every student in grade 3 through 12 will be able to be issued their own personal Chromebook. That doesn't mean we're turning our classrooms over to computers, but it does put another tool in the teacher's toolbox that allows them to promote achievement in education.
Meeting in special session in early June, the Florida legislature passed a $419 million budget for K-12 public schools. House Bill 7069 was pushed by House Speaker Richard Corcoran.
Between the $100 increase that we did during the special session, between this piece of legislation that we're signing today, it is the greatest pro-family, pro-parent, pro-teacher session that we've had maybe in the history of the state of Florida.
That spending plan has met with derision from a number of school superintendents, with some county school boards filing lawsuits. Thomas, for now, is urging a wait-and-see posture.
It's got good and bad. There's some things in 7069 that I absolutely agree with, and there's a lot in there that takes away local control, starts to slide money away from public schools to private entities. Those are the parts that I think most superintendents are going to speak out and object to.
There is hope by Thomas and some of his counterparts around the state that the legislature will return to Tallahassee next month and address some of the sticking points of HB 7069. That might bring a final decision on whether Escambia joins an existing lawsuit, files its own, or remains on the sidelines.
And of course, ultimately, it would be a school board decision whether or not they're going to sue. But my recommendation at this time is let's see what happens when the committees come back to meet. I hope there is some appetite to take those pieces of 7069 that really did great damage to our public schools to fix that and to do that without having to take someone to court.
No doubt the new budget will impact the spending plan for all 67 districts. But those budgets are actually affected more by the number of students in a district. In Escambia's case, there's $400,000 in new revenue.
But that was offset with retirement costs for our employees. That saw an increase of $700,000. So you do the math. And then you couple that with the tightening of the federal dollars. Our Title I budgets, we're expecting $1 million less than we got last year. And they're not dollars that we're going to be able to make up.
Later in the school year, the Escambia District will open two brand new schools, Kingsville Elementary and Beulah Middle, in the western part of the county to serve a growing population in the area surrounding Navy Federal Credit Union.
We expect in the spring of 2018, both schools will be completed. You'll hear a lot of talk this fall about the new attendance zones and the new maps. We will have both those schools open to begin 1 year from now in August of 2018.
Teacher recruitment has gone well in the run-up to August 10th. It's a balancing act, says Thomas, of both quantity and quality. But he adds that the pool of highly qualified candidates remains thin. That's where second career teachers step up to the plate.
In today's environment, about half the people we hire will not be teacher trained. They will have been those people who achieve a degree in some other area, tried it for a while, and they want to come into education as a second career or a career that, you know, where the other one never got off the ground.
The game plan for 2017-18, says Superintendent Malcolm Thomas, is for a high, rigorous level of instruction that's going to be challenging for students. He asks for parents' support and has a message for the kids. Embrace that. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.